No single space project in this period will be more impressive to mankind.
Five, four, three, two, all engines running. Launch commit, liftoff. The tower is clear.
For 3,000 years, men gazed at the far-off moon and dreamed of going there someday. Lifted by balloons, perhaps, or riding in a carriage drawn by swans, or wafted magically on the rising dew from some enchanted meadow. But it was all just a dream, all purest fantasy. Until in 1961, someone said,
I believe we should go to the moon.
John F. Kennedy, President of the United States, proposing to Congress what was to become the greatest scientific technological effort ever undertaken by any nation in time of peace.
I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal, before this decade is out, of landing a man on the moon
and returning him.
Emergency oxygen, 100% plus.
No single space project in this period will be more impressive to mankind.
Roger,
of the earth dropping away. The sky changes from dawn gray to blue to purple, finally deepening into intense black. The sight is indescribable. The stars are brighter and the void is blacker than we've ever known. There's neither up nor down. Stars stars are on all sides of us, as if we were in the very center of the cosmos.
Je veux bien, alors aujourd'hui, tant que c'est chaud. Alors.
Fleshy housing, good of a wild fling with artsy underbelly. My style king, toiled over a volley of ideas. He'll scrutinize today's news, but for now we're reduced to supersized plates of food. And you stare in astonishment. uphill pile of me. Put nutmeg all over my little freshly pieced artwork, applying it as perishable goods. I wouldn't be embarrassed to stroll through the hood with such things, but you probably wouldn't want to hang out with me. If we held hands, you might be called out as something quite unattractive. I knew that this was a fact, so I give you a benefit of the doubt. Do you want to kick with me, but the remnants of my snout isn't very much so attractive, so it'll look like the face of a movie star. Maybe we could be who we are if we only took a try, took an effort, took a chance. Cartwheel over that border, young lad. Turn into what you used to be. My figure dances on the mouse pad, and the house or pad that I used to have has now turned into a missile silo. You know about as much as I know.
Good job. You can go ahead and blow out the candle now. I love you. I love you. I love you.
This is Adventure Time. Enjoy yourself, or don't. It's up to you. The round block in the square hole I've always been somewhat of a square peg. Lie this empty head on the waterbed so it may spill out into whatever dreamscape you've selected for this evening. Now, breathing is a voluntary function here, as my gills have sprouted, and my uninhibited wills have never ever been doubted. I knew this would be a great deal. I hate to appeal to a widespread consumer audience, but I must sometimes pay the bills and all. Somewhat of a dog-eat-dog caveman type of dynamic. Watch it happen. Goggles on. Protective covering. Mitts. Prepare. Shields up. Yes. Yes, you didn't know.
Twinkies along. Even space girls know it. You get a big delight in every bite. Delicious Hostess cream-filled Twinkies taste out of this world. With luscious creamy white filling inside, soft golden sponge cake outside. You get a big delight in every bite. Yep, smart spacemen always have plenty of good taste in Twinkies along. Wherever they go. Hostess Twinkies.
What instrument makes this sound?
It is a piano.
Piano.
Mm-hmm. Let's listen to a lullaby in Spanish.
Home safely. Don't crash too many cold weather fronts that may swoop down low into your streets and avenues. You have been enveloped in the sounds of Adventure Time. That's right, Adventure Time, spelled A, D, and you know the rest. I can't spell, but I'm Palestinian. I've been sheltered. I can't speak English. And I've only been hired to do this as a way to gain amnesty during my stay in Los Angeles. So, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. Adventure Time.